KOJB 90.1, The Eagle, good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. And today we're going to go into part two of our three-part series on climate change. You know, climate change is happening. Changes in the sun's energy affect how much energy reaches the Earth's system. The sun's energy received at the top of the Earth's atmosphere has been measured by satellites since 1978. It has followed its natural 11-year cycle of small ups and downs, but with no net increase on the bottom. Over the same period, global temperature has risen markedly on top. Climate is influenced by natural changes that affect how much solar energy reaches the Earth. These changes include changes within the Sun and changes in the Earth's orbit. Changes occurring in the Sun itself can affect the intensity of the sunlight that reaches the Earth's surface. The intensity of the sunlight can cause either warming during periods of stronger solar intensity or cooling during periods of weaker solar intensity. The Sun follows a natural 11-year cycle of small ups and downs in intensity, but the effect on Earth's climate is small. Also, the changes in the shape of the Earth's orbit, as well as the tilt and position of the Earth's axis, can also affect the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth's surface. Changes in the sun's intensity have influenced Earth's climate in the past. For example, the so-called Little Ice Age between the 17th and 19th centuries may have been partially caused by a lower solar activity phase from 1645 to 1715, which coincided with cooler temperatures. The Little Ice Age refers to a slight cooling of North America, Europe, and probably other areas around the globe. Changes in Earth's orbit have had a big impact on climate over tens to hundreds of thousands of years. In fact, the amount of summer sunshine on the northern hemisphere, which is affected by changes in the planet's orbit, appears to drive the advance and retreat of ice sheets. These changes appear to be the primary cause of past cycles of ice ages, in which Earth has experienced long periods of cold temperatures, ice ages, as well as shorter interglacial periods, periods between ice ages, of relatively warmer temperatures. Changes in the solar energy continue to affect the climate. However, over the last 11-year solar cycle, solar output has been lower than it's been since the mid-20th century, and therefore does not explain the recent warming of the Earth. Now, similarly, changes in the shape of the Earth's orbit, as well as the tilt and position of the Earth's axis, affect temperature on very long timescales, that's tens to hundreds to thousands of years, and therefore cannot explain the recent warming. Now, when the sunlight reaches the Earth, it can be reflected or absorbed. The amount that is reflected or absorbed depends on Earth's surface and atmosphere. Light-colored objects and surfaces like snow and clouds tend to reflect most sunlight, while darker objects and surfaces like the ocean, forest, soil tend to absorb more sunlight. The term albedo refers to the amount of solar radiation reflected from an object or surface, often expressed as a percentage. Earth as a whole has an albedo of about 30%, meaning that 70% of the sunlight that reaches the planet is absorbed. Absorbed sunlight warms the Earth's land, water, and atmosphere. Reflectivity is also affected by aerosols. Aerosols are small particles or liquid droplets in the atmosphere that can absorb or reflect sunlight. Unlike greenhouse gases, the climate effects of aerosols vary depending on what they're made of and where they're emitted. These aerosols that reflect sunlight, such as particles from volcanic eruptions or sulfur emissions from burning coal, have a cooling effect. Those that absorb sunlight, such as black carbon, part of soot, they have a warming effect. The role of reflectivity in the past has natural changes in reflectivity, like the melting of sea ice, and have contributed to climate change in the past, often acting as feedbacks to other processes. Volcanoes have played a noticeable role in climate. Volcanic particles that reach the atmosphere can reflect enough sunlight back to space to cool the surface of the planet by a few tenths of a degree for several years. These particles are an example of cooling aerosols. Volcanic particles from a single eruption do not produce long-term change because they remain in the atmosphere for much of a shorter time than GHGs. Now, the recent role of reflectivity as human changes in land use, land cover, have changed the Earth's reflectivity, processes such as deforestation, reforestation, desertification, and urbanization often contribute to changes in climate and the places they occur. These effects may be significantly regionally, but are smaller when averaged over the entire globe. In addition, human activities had generally increased the number of aerosol particles in the atmosphere. Overall, human-generated aerosols have a net cooling effect, offsetting about one-third of the total warming effect associated with human greenhouse gas emissions. Reductions in overall aerosol emissions can therefore lead to more warming. However, targeted reductions in black carbon emissions can reduce warming. Humans, well, they're largely responsible for recent climate change. Over the past century, human activities have released large amounts of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. The majority of greenhouse gases come from burning fossil fuels to produce energy, although deforestation, industrial processes, and some agricultural practices also emit gases into the atmosphere. Greenhouse gases act like a blanket around the Earth, trapping energy in the atmosphere and causing it to warm. This phenomenon is called the greenhouse effect, and it's natural and necessary to support life on Earth. However, the buildup of greenhouse gases can change the Earth's climate and results in dangerous effects to human health and welfare to ecosystems. The choices we make today will affect the amount of greenhouse gases we put in the atmosphere in the near future and for years to come. For information on this program, it was obtained online at the website for the Environmental Protection Agency. To learn more, epa.gov. And that's going to wrap up this second part of a three-part series on climate change. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.